today I've had to take retreat in the shed to make the recording. It's really blowy and really cold. I've had to put all my winter layers on to be warm enough when between the heavy tasks. In fact, there's not been a lot of heavy tasks today. It's kind of stuff that you get a bit chilly doing, planting out. I've got sweet corn, sunflowers to go out, and fennel waiting in the wings till after the longest day. There's some plants that are sensitive to the amount of light, and planting them before the longest day tends to mean that they bolt, i.e. they flower. Before you get your crop, you want nice fat fennel bulbs, and you end up with lovely frondy flowering fennel instead. Very beautiful, and you can still appreciate the flowers and harvest the seed, but it's not quite as delicious somehow as a freshly dug Florence fennel bulb. So my tomatoes, I think I've already said, are setting. I've got tiny little mini tomatoes on two of my plants. They're the two grafted plants that got online unusually. I've never bothered with grafted tomatoes before, but in lieu of a seedling swap, I knew I wasn't going to be able to rely on picking up something. Anyway, so as they're setting fruit, they'll now be hungry and need feeding. And I have used my comfrey food and just topped that up with some more cut comfrey. So that means that'll be ready in another 4 to 6 weeks. I was reading that comfrey liquid is even more, it's a higher potassium, the potash factor, I think I'm right in saying. The K of the NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and that's the thing that plants need when they are fruiting and flowering. They need a lot of the K, and apparently comfrey is something like 1.15 or something. So it's low in nitrogen, which is good. It doesn't mean nitrogen tends to bring. Is good for leafy things, so any plants you want to eat the leaf, then feed them lots of nitrogen. But tomatoes, you don't want the leaf, you want the fruit. So yeah, you need lots of the K factor for that. So apparently comfrey is better even than farmyard manure in delivering that. I'm also trialing out using a seaweed foliar spray, so a nice organic seaweed liquid. I'm using SM3 just because I happen to inherit a bottle of it. It's really super concentrated, so you don't need much. So if you do buy some, it's probably worth the investment. And it contains a lot of trace minerals. It doesn't actually act as a plant food, but my understanding is that somehow it makes nutrients more available to plants from the soil. So yeah, somehow or other it means that the plant is better able to uptake food for itself from the soil. I mean, essentially plants make their food from the sunlight, but they need those elements to help them do that. So not the best day for pottering about. It's really overcast. It's like I say, there's a really strong wind, and there's some lovely threatening rain clouds. Here we are, obsessed with rain again. But nothing promised. There's nothing looking particularly hopeful. Maybe tomorrow afternoon. So I'm going to warm up with a hot cup of coffee and then get out there and do some planting, and then possibly warm up at home for the afternoon with a a nice film and some more hot drinks. Enjoy your gardening till next time. I'll leave you with the sound of the wind in the trees and the birds, as ever, carrying on regardless.